This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending March 29th, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. For the first time in centuries, pilgrims to Rome will be able to climb the actual holy stairs during Holy Week. The marble steps are the steps that Christ climbed before Pilate handed him over to be crucified. They were brought from Jerusalem to Rome by St. Helena in 362, but were covered by thick wooden planks in 1723 because the tread of millions of feet and knees had worn them down. Now they've been uncovered, cleaned, and restored, and will be left uncovered for at least 40 days to allow the public to experience them before the wooden panels are replaced. Pope Francis became the first pope to program a computer when he joined three young women from around the world to contribute a line of code to an app promoting the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. The media moment was part of an event organized by the Vatican where the pope called on students to learn computer science and use their creativity for the common good. Apple made some big announcements earlier this week, including a new Apple credit card that offers significant privacy, convenience, and transparency functions, a new subscription gaming service, a new subscription news service, and a new streaming media platform. Find out more details and our take on the new services on our podcast, The Secrets of Technology, at sqpn.com/technology. The Trump administration has said through an announcement by Vice President Mike Pence that it wants NASA to return men to the moon by 2024. The statement came at a meeting of the National Space Council that also discussed other milestone goals related to manned space exploration, including flying the Orion spaceship on the Space Launch System within the next year and sending a manned mission to lunar orbit by 2022. The Vatican announced this week that Pope Francis will be visiting Africa later this year. The Holy Father will visit Mozambique, Madagascar, and Mauritius in early September. The last papal visit to Mozambique was in 1988 by Pope John Paul II, and he was credited with helping end a civil war that had lasted more than a decade. Mozambique is currently recovering from a devastating cyclone this month that may have killed 1,000 people. Egyptian archaeologists believe they have uncovered an ancient port along the Nile that transported stones used for construction of temples. The ruins near Aswan abut a major sandstone quarry, and they believe the stone was used to build temples at Karnak, Habu, Kom Obo, and Dendera. The Pentagon has demonstrated a successful test of its anti-ballistic missile defense system. The ground-based mid-course defense system fired a salvo of two missiles from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California against a simulated ICBM launched from Kwajalein Atoll in the far Pacific. The test simulated a North Korean missile launch. The interceptors successfully downed the missile, and experts predict that a salvo of 4 to 5 interceptors would be guaranteed to bring down a rogue missile from North Korea or Iran. A German physics professor has let his inner Star Wars fan out when he repainted the Zweibrück Observatory in western Germany to look like R2-D2. Professor Hubert Zwitt is known as a big Star Wars and Star Trek fan and is frequently called on as a lecturer on the topic in addition to his day job as an astrophysicist. He enlisted a master painter and students to paint the dome of the telescope observatory to look like the famous domed droid last fall. Following a successful unmanned test flight of its Crew Dragon capsule this month, SpaceX is planning a manned launch to the International Space Station as early as July 25th, although sources also suggest it could be delayed to November. The second demonstration mission for the private spacecraft would see the craft dock with the ISS and remain for several days before returning to Earth. Meanwhile, the Boeing Starliner spacecraft's first unmanned test mission has been pushed back from April to August. It may not be Star Trek's synthahol, but a British scientist thinks he may have created a synthetic alcohol that removes the harmful effects of alcohol on human physiology. AlcoSynth would allow the relaxing and socially lubricating effects of alcohol without hangovers, addiction, or other health issues. But theologically speaking, could it be used for the wine used during Mass? And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.